Morocco, week 4, Tuesday. And now, episode 17 of Moon Over Morocco.
Take care. The sleep of non-existence will overtake you at last. For the coming and going of the breath is but the rocking of the cradle.
It appears there is some question whether Lila O'Loop even existed. And certainly, Jack's hotel never collapsed. Oh well.
Fez and Marrakesh are the two best cities in Morocco, I think. Except now traffic's starting to get into parts of the Medina and Marrakesh. It's tough watching a country slowly slide into civilization. Anyway, I prefer the villages. Jack has disappeared. Stepped into some very thin air. Sunny Skies received an invitation from the Contessa. For tea at the Contessa's villa. So what else is new?
The miner loved to do the imitation. He's quite good. And Yahya is in good spirit today, my darling. Yahya, a cream or lemon?
Lemon, thank you.
Ah.
This is a lovely villa you have, Comtesse.
Oui, oui. It is home. As much as any place may be called home.
I've been told that there are many Europeans living here in Tangiers.
Oui, oui.
And that some of them can never return to their native countries.
Who wants to return? Is it anyone's concern but their own? You have not visited Morocco before?
This is my first visit.
Ah, Morocco is an intriguing country, no?
Yes, it is.
Ah, my dear, I am very, very fond of Monsieur Flander. Is he not a hero?
A hero?
Oui, oui, oui. Un hero. To push himself to the point of breakthrough. That is heroic, no?
Heroic or stupid?
Ah!
I'm sorry. I didn't mean for that to sound...
No. If Jacques was heroic, then he was heroic. If he was stupid, so he was. Your comment does not alter what he is.
I see.
Or what he was. Do you think, peut-être, he has... mort?
Died? I hope not.
I was considering a séance.
You give a séance?
Oh, no. I know someone. If he has passed on, we may reach him.
I'm looking for Fatma Tajim. She has a shop around here. That way? Thanks.
Hello. Very cheap. Student price here.
I'm looking for Fatma Tajim. Over there. Okay, thanks. Herbs all over the place. Phew. All kinds of junk in here. I wonder where that old woman is. She's been sitting there, perfectly still, watching me. I see you've been watching me.
I watch everyone.
A friend of mine came here recently, within the last week. This is his picture. His name is Jack Flanders.
Ah.
Well, you remember him.
Why?
What did he buy from you?
I don't know.
Here, this money is for you, if you remember.
How much you got?
This much. 10 dirhams.
Let me count.
You count after you tell me. Now, what did this man buy from you?
30 dirhams, I tell
you. No, 10 dirhams. What did he buy?
25 dirhams, I tell everything.
15 dirhams, you tell everything.
25 dirhams.
15, my last offer.
20 dirhams, I tell you.
All right, forget it. I'll find out some other...
Wait. 17 dirhams, I tell you.
15, no more.
All right, you give me, I tell. Your friend buy herbs.
I know that. Which herbs?
For the head.
Herbs for the head?
Yes. Herbs for the head.
They do not make music now as they did in the 1930s.
No, they don't.
Thank God.
Why do you listen if you don't like it?
I did not say I did not like it. The music reminds me of better days. There is too much traffic, too many people everywhere. Still, some things remain. I like the pungence of the spice to assault the nostril. And the feeling of the breeze, hot breeze. And the listening to the rustle of the palm tree. And still the same moon shine down upon the mountain and the desert. Except it is no longer the same virgin moon, since also the idiots have made their giant step for mankind. Sticking the stiff flag in the earth. Oh, nature will balance herself on de ces jeux, don't you think, n'est-ce pas?
The thought frightens me.
She has already begun. I can feel her movement grow stronger every day.
I guess wars being impractical and certainly unjust.
Unjust war? Are you politically aware, person, Mademoiselle Ciel?
I'm not an expert, but I
we all have opinion. But to have opinion over which we do not know is a shameful misuse of energy. Do not you think so?
When you put it that way, yes, but no. I feel...
A séance may have value if Jacques is mort. And since Jacques is bright, I assume he will know whether he is dead or not.
What are you implying?
I imply nothing. People die and they do not know they are dead. This is common.
Really?
Oui, vraiment. They do not know they are dead. They continue doing what they did when they were alive.
Even though they're dead?
Oui. Toute la même chose, the same thing every day. Pick up the lunch pail, go to work, punch the time clock, have the dinner, yell at the children, go to sleep. Ah!
Which herbs did he take for his head? Come on now, don't tell me you can't remember. Which herbs did you sell him?
Who knows?
You knows. I mean, you know. Okay, here's 10 more dirhams. Now, which herbs? All right, 20 dirhams. Well, how much do you want? Look, I'm not going to tell the authorities. I just want to know the name of the herbs that you sold this man. Was it for his headaches? Was it to make him feel happy? To see things? Visions? 100 dirhams.
I cannot remember.
Did someone tell you not to remember?
I don't remember. You want some tea? I have fixed.
No, no. I have other places to go. Thanks.
For a time, those who have lost the physical body are usually within easy reach through the usual methods employed for this purpose. But when the freshly dead get further along and are much out of touch with the material world, then directing their attention backward may be injurious to them. We must consider their welfare.
You mean that after a person dies, they go on? I mean, they go on working on themselves?
Is everyone your age so uninformed?
Is everyone your age so informed?
Eh bien, ma petite, bien. But to continue. A good medium is like a telephone, a direct line to the dead. Too bad people are wasting this direct dial with such boring conversation.
I don't think Jack is dead.
No matter if he is or if he is not.
What do you mean?
Perhaps his work here may be done.
You're a believer in reincarnation?
Do you wish a rational explanation for reincarnation?
If a rational explanation is possible, I'd certainly like to hear it.
Well, it is simple. Tomorrow I will describe for you what happens after death. I think you may enjoy yourself tomorrow.
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
If you like what you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. ZBS.org.
Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
In reality, there is no such thing as death. There is no such thing as the cessation of individual intelligence. What we name death is but a stage in the orderly evolution of life. From this, the physical plane, it is death or departure. But viewed from the astral world, it is arrival. Death and departure from one plane is simply birth or arrival upon another. You see?
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.